Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, including America's long-haul truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab, the same way. We're on Parler, at the Captain's America, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can not only hear us over there, if you can't hear us anywhere else, there's a live stream right there playing right now. You can hear us. And you can also talk to us over there by sending us a message. Now, we don't get the message right away. It takes a couple of minutes or so. But when we get them, then we'll recognize you. All righty. So, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, our governor yesterday made national news. Here's what the Salem Radio Network had to say on their news report right after he said it.
The Florida governor declared the suspension of restrictions at a press conference in St. Petersburg, where he signed a bill passed by the legislature last week that allows the governor to overrule local emergency orders starting July 1st. DeSantis also signed a separate executive order removing all local orders July 1st, but he said his executive order outlawing COVID-19 emergency orders immediately served to bridge the gap between now and July 1st. Florida has stayed under a state of emergency since March of 2020, and last week, DeSantis extended the state of emergency an additional 60 days. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Okay, now that was all very interesting news, and certainly our governor is the best governor in the country, in my humble opinion. I just hope he stays here for another term. But what do you think about all this?
Well, it shouldn't be a surprise, because what he was doing is just really lifting an emergency order. And I think he's ahead of the game. Certainly other governors, even Democrats, are looking at the same thing. They just kind of play their words a little bit differently. But we have, you know, St. Petersburg is kind of the belly of the beast, and Pinellas County, and the mayor, he's just a jerk. So he gets up after DeSantis' announcement and goes through what is necessarily known as, air quote, the law, or the decree, and goes, you know, the first thing that DeSantis should have done was at least just thank us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he had his nose out of joint from the very beginning.
Well, that's fine. That's okay. He can do that. But between now and July 1st, everything is going to be gone, like it or not. We're going to be back to full capacity back in the ballparks. We're going to be at full capacity as some of us are right now in the restaurants and different places where you go. And, oh, by the way, if you've been vaccinated and the other people around you have been vaccinated, you won't have to wear a mask, period.
Yeah, I think there's some kind of an official vote on the 15th.
Yes.
About mask mandates and so forth and so on. So
yes.
We'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, we will see how that turns out. But right now, Florida is leading the country, and we hope to stay that way. Now, what the hell is going on with Rudy Giuliani? What are they looking? What is the FBI looking for? Because Rudy was talking about the fact, and the New York Times, let's see, well, let me read the list here. New York Times, Washington Post, and NBC News all had to retract the reporting of the story because they got it wrong.
But the part they got wrong, if you read the story, is that those three outlets had reported that Giuliani had gotten a defensive briefing.
Yep.
Along with Senator Ron Johnson and maybe one or two others,
yep.
At least those two, about being subject to Russian operations. And that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the part that they had to retract.
Yep, and that's exactly what I got here. But are they looking for something else for about somebody else? Is that what they're doing? I've heard that a couple times.
It's very hard to determine what they're actually looking for. But what's very curious, and I guess maybe I'm the only one that necessarily noticed, so maybe some of your listeners will kind of tilt their head on this one as I did, because they wanted to get in, and they did get access to Rudy's iCloud database, which mm-hmm. is, you know, when you have an iPhone, that's really where your email system resides. And it started on the very day, May 1st of, what was it, 2017, when Rudy became President Trump's lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And it went on for a little bit more than a year. So they really don't, it's illegal necessarily for them to have that information because inside that he was certainly representing a client and that information is privileged. But what's even more interesting that I think I need some advice from your listeners is let's go back to the San Bernardino shooters. Remember the two Muslims? Okay. And you remember the big brouhaha that there was an iPhone that the FBI couldn't get into because
right.
there was a password lock and that Apple wouldn't cooperate. Well, how is it that the FBI got into...
Guess what? To be continued on the other side of the break. Okay, here comes the break, and we got to run, and we'll be right back right after these messages. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ron Edwards. He'll be around the top of the next hour. Be able to hear him and his Edwards Notebook as well. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor, and as most of you know, Relief Factor is part of the integrated health plan that I take every day, at least twice a day, and I take it because of the fact that it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which is all natural. It's 100% drug-free, and it helps the body's natural response to inflammation. It even helps to lower or eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living or whatever type of injuries that you've had in the past. Now, it is 100% botanical and fish oil product-based, plus it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. It comes in convenient individual packets. And for $19.95, you can start out with a three-week quick start. That's $19.95. The three-week quick start gets it all started. And then after that, it'll just continue. You get the regular shipping. Or if it doesn't work for you, you can just say, that's it. I'm all set. And you're only out $20 and away you go. Now, tens of thousands of people have found relief. And here's where you go to figure it out. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website they gave me. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there. Click on the little logo link for the 1995. You'll get a chance to see a little video. It'll answer any questions that you've got, but that's ReliefFactor.com/captain. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, all you got to lose is pain, right? Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, you were going to finish your story about...
What's particularly very curious is that Apple would not cooperate with the authorities.
Right.
To help them in a terror attack investigation.
Yep.
By giving them some assistance in getting into the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometime later that there was reports of an Israeli firm or some, you know, other people that were able to or offered to get into that iPhone. So the question then becomes, did Apple, in this particular case, cooperate with the FBI as a double standard in giving them access to Rudy's iCloud? So okay. I'd be asking some hard questions on this one. I mean, something's just very wrong there. The other interesting thing here is that Peter Schweizer, a couple of years ago, was the one that broke the story about Hunter Biden and Burisma.
Right.
And he, you know, prior to that, he had broken the story about Uranium One. So the question then becomes, where's Peter Schweizer? Because we haven't heard or seen anything of him. And it's curious that if this is about, you know, some kind of access or some kind of investigative journalism or data or whatever that Rudy had, well, I would argue that Peter Schweizer probably has a sizable cache of goods on all things Biden's, plural, that Rudy has. So, yeah, there's more, I think, that's going on here than I think we're being told.
Now, Joe Biden yesterday quadrupled the limit on the refugee admissions after there had been an outcry from some of the Dems about we need to let more people in and this, that, and the other. And then, of course, he came out and barked and said, well, there were no beds, there were no rooms, there was nothing set up for the people. We were left totally empty-handed because Donald Trump didn't have anything set up. Well, excuse me, that's because we weren't letting them in.
Yeah. The other thing is they have the Biden administration has completely turned on its head the definition of refugee.
Yeah.
Therein lies, I think, where the challenges should be. If you are leaving your country because of economic lack of economic instability,
yep,
that's not a valid reason to be a refugee. Furthermore, he also lifted the ban, and this is kind of terrifying. He lifted the ban that Trump had put in place on Somalia, Yemen, and it may have been Syria. So, yeah, I don't think he knows what he's doing. I think he's being told, here, sign this. This is what we're going to do. And he's doing it. And they're just saying Biden did this, this, and this. Well, he's got operatives that are doing this, and he's just signing it away. So I truly just don't think that he has a critical thinking or strategic thinking capabilities to make some of these policy decisions. I think his people are doing it, most of all Ron Klain, Anita Dunn. Yeah.
Well, thank God for Judicial Watch, because a federal appeals court hearing in a Judicial Watch taxpayer lawsuit to stop Montgomery County, Maryland, from providing cash payments to illegal aliens is currently in process over there. Now, they want to use some of the COVID money to turn around and give cash payments to illegal aliens. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But here we go.
Well, I think if we were to begin to list some of the the corruption, the fraud dealing with illegals, you and I would be here on the phone for probably the next year talking about it.
Probably
it's
right.
It's really quite remarkable. Yes.
Well, here's something that kind of caught my eye yesterday. Most voters view domestic terrorism as a greater danger to America than foreign threats, and they don't have much confidence that President Biden can cope with the threat. Now, he just did something, and in my opinion, it probably had something to do with the fact they were afraid of domestic terrorism, and that's he refused to give the Rolling Thunder Group a permit to come in for their annual Memorial Day ride, where they have upwards to 100,000 motorcycles in Washington, D.C.
Well, what's actually just as bad, if not worse, is that the Pentagon would give them access to part of a parking lot.
I remember. Mm-hmm.
They're not doing that. They've been denied that access.
Yeah. Yeah, because they also went over to Arlington. So that was all part of it. And I know a lot of people that went up there, and they never had a problem.
Well, last year it was done pretty much virtually.
Right.
This year, it looks like they're going to almost have to do the same thing.
Right. So that's a shame, but it is what it is, I guess. And by the way, the D.C. mayor is also, what is her name there? Let's see.
Bowser,
yeah. She's banned dancing at indoor and outdoor weddings.
Yep.
I wonder what the reason for that is. Getting too close?
Yeah, sure.
What if you're vaccinated? And they say you can.
Well, I mean, we've got a president that has been vaccinated, and he's still operating like he's not been vaccinated.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, speaking of presidents, our former president, by the end of the week, will have the Facebook Supreme Court decision made on whether or not he gets to come back to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I say he probably won't.
I don't think it's going to necessarily matter. I think he's pretty much finished with it anyway.
No, because he's over on Parler, posting a lot of stuff a lot of times. Gab, he's over there, and he's also on MeWe. I see him on all three places over there just posting away. Plus, he's also on Frank's Speech, which, by the way, has not got the public part of it up yet for us to be able to get on there and communicate. He's got to wait, I guess, a while for that. But he's got everything else up there now.
Yeah, I don't think that it necessarily at this point matters about Twitter or Facebook.
Nope. People are going elsewhere. Alrighty. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bad channel. You have yourself a great day, and you're playing tennis today, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Go, Denise. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yep, bye. Okay. We'll root around. She can tell us if she won her match or not. She's in a traveling league, I believe. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration is expected to give its approval to the Pfizer COVID vaccine for its use for teens as young as 12. That approval is expected to come as soon as next week. Pfizer said in March that its shot was found to be safe and effective in kids ages 12 to 15 after releasing data from a preliminary study. The company said that the young participants experienced side effects similar to those suffered by adults and that there were no recorded cases of COVID-19 in the study's more than 2,000 participants. Moderna is also expected to seek approval for its shot to be used on younger Americans. And following criticism from some fellow Democrats, President Biden said Monday that he will raise the cap on refugee admissions to 62,500 after initially indicating that he would leave the cap at level set by former President Trump. Biden said in February that he wanted to raise the cap, but faced harsh criticism from Democratic lawmakers last month after indicating that he would leave the cap at 15,000. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for a military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. With those two locations to serve you, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. In the meantime, they're going to tell you all about themselves right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
You betcha. And don't forget, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech. The first one, of course, in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard. And for you folks listening to us up there in Maine, in New Hampshire, in Vermont, in upstate New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, check out that campus right there in Concord, Mass. Now, you do that
by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And that'll put you in touch. You make the appointment. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get a chance to see exactly what's going on. Now, that applies also to the folks that want to come to Clearwater. Take a look at the one in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me. The number, again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Tell them the captain sent you, and if you want to check out the website, it's NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Now, Turkish authorities late last week arrested a very bad guy, the ISIS military leader in Turkey and right there inside Syria, that region that they like to hang out in. He has been arrested in Turkey. Meanwhile, the terrorist organization is regrouping in the Middle East and Africa, particularly Africa. You're going to start hearing a lot more stuff coming out of Africa about ISIS. So, and we know that. The Americans know that, which is another reason why we're shifting our access around a little bit. Now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has called for a new vision for American defense. In his first major speech as Pentagon chief, Lloyd Austin called for developing a new vision for American defense in the face of the emerging cyber and space threats and the prospect of fighting bigger wars. Now, we know all about that. And as counterterrorism missions fade, special operations is finding time to fix its own problems. A sea change is coming to special promotions here soon. Also, the top U.S. general, Mark Milley, has said that the Afghan forces could face a very bad possible outcome, and I'm predicting that they're going to fall apart and head for the hills myself. The Afghan government forces are going to be facing a very uncertain future, and in a worst-case scenario, some bad possible outcomes against the Taliban insurgents as the withdrawal of American and coalition troops accelerate in the coming weeks. That's what General Mark Milley has said. And I don't doubt that for a second. They just aren't ready to be turned loose yet. After all these years, they need the support and their guidance and the reassurance of somebody. They're not going to get it from us because we're going to be gone. Now, the Biden administration has disclosed a set of rules secretly issued by President Donald J. Trump back in 2017 for counterterrorism direct actions operations like drone strikes and commando raids outside of the conventional war zones, which the White House has suspended as it weighs whether and how to tighten the guidelines or whether to keep them at all. Now, again, because Donald Trump was doing it, more than likely, Joe Biden will stop it. Simply because that's seems to be his modus operandi. Now, the final phase of ending America's forever war in Afghanistan after 20 years formally began on Saturday, May 1st, with the withdrawal of the last U.S. and NATO troops coming by the end of the summer. And the U.S. and its NATO allies officially leaving the country, taking their equipment with them. The president of Afghanistan is saying the foreign troop pullout will embolden the Taliban. Well, they don't need to be emboldened. They're already there, and they're good, and they're better than the Afghan army. It's obvious from what we've seen. And residents of Afghanistan's capital expressed more fears of the Taliban-fueled killing and violence in the coming months. And if I were a young woman that had been westernized, all right, I would be making sure that I was on my way out of Afghanistan, because what they're going to do to those women and what they've done before in other parts of the country is not going to be pretty. They need to get out while they can. Otherwise, I just don't even want to think about what could happen. It's not going to be nice. And the U.S. Air Force's ballistic missile defense radar being installed at Clear Air Force Base Station in Alaska won't have its only operational flight test for about another year, according to a recent Government Accountability Office report. Also, as the U.S. Army forces plow forward with their multifaceted campaign to develop hypersonic weapons, national security analysts are raising questions about how the new capabilities will impact the great power competition. We'll have to wait and see. And stressing the importance of diplomacy, Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks said that conflict with China was neither desirable nor inevitable. It's something that we will try to avoid at all costs. Now, the Marine Corps General in charge of the Middle East, Kenneth McKenzie, said proliferation of unmanned aerial vehicles and humanitarian issues are the two most urgent threats in the Middle East. Of course, he is the commander of CENTCOM, operates right here out of Tampa, MacDill Air Force Base, not very far away from where I'm sitting right now. Now, the Pentagon announced Friday that it will cancel all of the border construction projects funded by the siphoning of money destined to build military schools, training facilities, and more. And the money is going to go back there for the projects it was intended for to begin with. We'll see how all that works out. By the way, a summit between President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin is in the works for this summer in a third country, to get the tense relationship on a more stable, predictable path. So says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The reason I'm laughing is because you think that's going to happen? I got a bridge outside of Cleveland that goes over the Rio Grande River. Wow. And it's also true that the authority to require troops to take an emergency use vaccine has rarely been tested and is politically risky. But the White House is positioning itself to try and order that all the military takes the coronavirus vaccine. Pick one, take it, you're done. That is going to happen. When? We don't know yet. By the way, the Space Force, certainly the Wild Wild West, we told you one reason why. There is a rocket, a major rocket, about 100 foot long, that is floating around out there in orbit about 100 miles up. It's going to come back to Earth, and they don't know where, the Chinese don't know where it's going to come back to Earth at. Because it's coming back in. It's done. It's outlived its usefulness. But this massive Chinese rocket is heading for an uncontrolled reentry. To be continued. To be continued. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets. and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love the Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more new rigid body, also the double wishbone suspension, 345 horsepower that comes with it, plus some more amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic if you got a bad back. Now, Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S, offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Remember, your Moss Acura comes with the Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those that have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And tell them the captain sent you to save even more money out there on your Moss Acura. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Go ahead. You were going to say something about there's a funeral going on?
I'm surprised I didn't know about it. It was just happened earlier last week. There was a police officer here on was actually lives in my neighborhood, goes to my wife's church, NYPD, was struck by a driver. They still don't know whether or not it was intentional or not. Run down as they were working an accident on the Long Island Expressway, and I was wondering if you knew about it, but they were showing this stuff nationally. It's a massive funeral took place. They had the procession yesterday, thousands of police officers. My whole town is shut down. Kids can't go to school today. They need the parking lots. Got snipers on the roof because it's, you know, senators and you know, all bigwigs are coming to this funeral. So I was just wondering if it was making national news or not.
Not yet. Not yet, but it is now. It is now. So what time is all this that's going to happen?
Today, I think it's starts at around, I think, from 9 to 1. We can't drive around certain areas of town. There's just too many cars.
And exactly where in Long Island is this?
This is Centerport, Greenlawn.
Okay. All right, and that's to honor the police officer who was killed.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about him being struck by the car, but I didn't hear any of the particulars. So certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to the officer and his family, as well as all the Brothers of the Blue, because we support the Blue here on this program. Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah, it's definitely that way where I live here. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's talk about Senator Chuck Schumer, who's talking about he might use a budget trick to legalize millions of dollars that he might not be able to get his hands on originally and use them for something totally different than what they were intended for.
Hey, if it's politicians do, it's like having the money sloshing around there. Many things end up turning into like some sort of slush fund, which is unfortunate. I mean, what it's supposed to be used for should be used for. If not, it should come back. You know, you think about the size of government and how we go about doing our budgeting, this baseline budgeting, where at the end of the year, this the entire job is just to spend all the money, not to save any money. And it's the antithesis of what happens in the real world.
Well, that's my understanding because, for example, when they stopped the border wall and they had that extra money in there for the border wall, which had been allocated by the Trump administration, according to what I read a few minutes ago in the military report, is they're going to take that money and put it back where it came from, the original military projects, to do what it was supposed to do to begin with. And I didn't know that they could do that, just keep floating that money back and forth.
I think that once the money goes out there, it's out the door. I mean, it's supposed to head in a certain direction, but, you know, these you know, people, they find ways around a myriad of different things. And again, it also comes problematic that we really don't pass budgets here in this country. We don't pay attention. We don't look to save the taxpayers any money. There's no incentive for government workers to run an efficient department. That's not what they're there to do. Their job is to spend every dime by the end of the year.
Well, tell me how the Treasury announcing plans to borrow $463 billion this quarter is going to help anything.
I mean, the money has to come from somewhere. Last week, the Treasury borrowed money at 0%. Again, you tell me how this is working out.
From who? Themselves?
Forced bank, other financial institutions, whatnot, you know, the liquidity. They have to buy Treasuries. The auction, again, oversubscribed, 0%. This, quite frankly, is just, it's not good for the overall economy. Money needs to be priced appropriately. When it's not priced appropriately, this is why we're having all this inflationary pressure right now.
Hmm. By the way, would it surprise you if I told you the climate czar, John Kerry, raked in millions of dollars from the energy sector before he became the climate czar?
Well, you've got to catch Al Gore, I guess. But, if you know the government is going to be spending money in a certain arena and is picking a winner, well, then it's like going to the horse races and knowing which horses are going to win.
Mm-hmm.
You bet on those horses, and you can invest in those areas and those companies that you know are going to get the money.
Mm-hmm. Now, I used to do business with some of these companies. I can remember when I had a Verizon phone and I had Verizon Internet and this, that, and the other when I lived down in Sarasota. Matter of fact, it was Fios at the time. But Verizon just sold Yahoo and AOL to Apollo Global Management, for $5 billion.
For a $5 billion loss. They lost $5 billion on that deal. It was one of the dumbest acquisitions, I think. A lot of these
companies, I don't know. Again, I'm a conspiracy theorist when it comes to this stuff, that they sometimes end up buying companies up to help their buddies out and other companies when those companies are failing, like AT&T buying DirecTV a couple of years ago that they sold at a massive loss. Yeah, it's about a $5 billion loss for Verizon.
Hmm. Well, maybe they just needed the cash.
I don't know. I mean, they're kind of like money printing machines. It's just that they bought a business that was dying. I mean, how many people use Yahoo?
Yeah, that's true. And like I say, I quit using that a while ago. I don't, you know, who's using Yahoo?
Yeah, I mean, it's it didn't make any sense, but it's kind of obvious.
Yeah, and AOL, there's an oldie but goodie.
Yeah, well, that got bought twice. Remember when Time Warner bought it?
I do.
And ended up losing an absolute fortune, on the entire thing. It's silly. You know, Wall Street loves putting together ridiculous deals. They always make money when they put them together.
Well, the chairman of the Fed, Mr. Powell, says he sees the need to help the most vulnerable in an uneven recovery. What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much more help we're going to get out the door. I mean, now, didn't get a lot of news, but Biden's going to looking to raise the amount of money you get in food stamps a month by 20%.
That's right.
It's going to be almost $820 a month.
Yeah.
And food stamps. And this is nothing to do with the extended unemployment or anything else. This is on top of everything that these people are getting. And meanwhile, we get, positions that need to be filled all across the country, and it's problematic. Yeah. And everything's going to slow down to that.
And remember where they had the income requirements? I believe Donald Trump raised the income requirements so that they couldn't, some certain people couldn't be able to get food stamps anymore?
So, again, that's, you think about that also in terms going all the way back when they started back in the 1990s. We have Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich with the welfare reform that was done.
Well, Biden is putting the numbers back where they were.
Well, yeah. They're getting rid of any sort of work or effort needs to be put in.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is GOP Representative Kevin Brady, who's retiring after this term in the House, has said that Joe Biden's proposed taxes are going to punish the economy.
I do think, I think that all this stuff goes through, it's going to be punishing on the economy. We're moving more and more towards a government-run, almost engineered socialist type of economy. You know, we talk about the amount of money that is being spent, but they pop out numbers like personal income for individuals. You know, almost 34% of all the payments that are received by American citizens come from transfer payments from the government. So, again, what type of economy are we going to be running right here? That's the odd thing.
All righty. Well, in April, the U.S. manufacturing economy slowed down amidst supply challenges and whatnot. If you can find plywood, good luck, and we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You've got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. I'm not kidding about the plywood and the lumber. Good luck trying to find some. We'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.